Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, are you excited? It's baseball season. Baseball is finally back.
Thank goodness.
And I know you've been following your Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, a couple of walk-off wins to open the season. Nice.
Well, you know what? Asheville Tourist Baseball starts actually started last night, and it's going to run for, I guess, we all summer long out of historic McCormick Field. We're playing the Delmarva Shorebirds of Salisbury, Maryland tonight, and then again Saturday and Sunday out at the ballpark. So you can get on out there and enjoy some outdoor baseball fun and have a good old time this spring and summer out at historic McCormick Field. If you're going to be outdoors, you might want to consider the Downtown Art Walk. That begins tonight, and they run through December. More than 20 downtown galleries taking part, and get out and just kind of take a self-guided tour of the galleries and the art spots in downtown Asheville. And then maybe time to head indoors, because quite a bit of entertainment going on inside this weekend as well. I'm going to start off by talking about, this is a very fun thing that I got from my good friend Connie Schrader. It's something called a Dance Sing with UNCA, the first ever sing-along dance concert. Performance is at 7:30 and again at 9 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night at the BB Theater at 20 Commerce Street. The choreographers have chosen music that everybody's going to know, so everybody can kind of sing along with it. And there's even opportunities for the audience to grab a karaoke mic and to get up there and do their own music for the show. So that, that should be lots of fun.
And Connie is a great dancer.
Yes, she sure is. And so other theater news going on this weekend. Well, we've got Laughter on the 23rd Floor opening up the season at the Flat Rock Playhouse. You know that one, Neil Simon comedy, Scott Treadway in that, Michael McCauley in it as well. Good show there. Midsummer Night's Dream over at UNC Asheville. This is an interesting production. It's been set in contemporary Asheville. And that's performed at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and again on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Belk Theater on the UNCA campus. Women and Wallace, dark comedy from the Attic Salt Theater Company. That's at the 35 Below under the lower back level of the Asheville Community Theater. Let's see, we got something called Seduction Sideshow. That's vaudeville burlesque out at the Toy Boat tonight and tomorrow night. And Les Mis down at Western Carolina University, Man and Superman at the Masonic Temple just across the street from the radio station, Venus and Fur over at North Carolina Stage Company. And so there's quite a bit of theater happening around. It's kind of coming back on the scene again. I guess it never really goes away. It was a pretty busy winter for live theater, too, and it just keeps on coming. So lots of great plays to go out and see, some musical, and you can get out and enjoy some theater, too.
Okay.
Now, electronic music, you know, that's kind of a hot thing in Asheville. The Moog Fest is coming right on up here later on in April. If you want to kind of get ahead of the curve a little bit, the Waynesville electronic duo Stereo Spread is performing tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at the Emerald Lounge, 112 Lexington Avenue. Also on that show, Walking Sticks out of Washington, D.C., and the Asheville band Odd Star. So some electronic music to get into, some country music tonight down at the Lexington Avenue Brewery. Reagan Boggs, very talented singer, songwriter, Americana musician out of Bristol, Virginia, not very far from here, and she's playing tonight over at the Lexington Avenue Brewery. I've seen her play, and she's quite a very talented young woman there. And Bluesman A. Breed, if that name sounds familiar, he used to be in the Blue Rags some time back, and that he'll be performing tomorrow night over at the Westville Pub in my neck of the woods in West Asheville on Haywood Road. Another music event coming up that we ought to mention is the Steep Canyon Rangers, and they're going to be kicking off that big UNCA Arts Festival called UNCA Asheville Arts Fest. They're playing 8 p.m. April 10th at Kimmel Arena on the UNCA campus. That is going to be one great show. Anytime you get a chance to see the Steep Canyon Rangers perform, that is a high, should be high on your list. And then I guess we ought to go on over to the movies. You've got a movie to mention, don't you, David?
I do. Western Carolina University's Program for the Study of Developed Shorelines will screen the documentary Shored Up, a critically acclaimed documentary that examines the way that different communities are dealing with rising sea levels. The screening will be at 4 Sunday afternoon in the theater at A.K. Hines University Center on the campus, and the director will be on hand to discuss the film.
Sounds like a good film there. You've been out to see a movie lately?
I haven't been to the movies lately. What have you seen?
Well, it's been a while. I saw Grand Budapest Hotel a couple of weeks ago.
Did you enjoy it?
I greatly enjoyed it. You can still catch that over at the Fine Arts in the Carolina Asheville and the Biltmore Grand. Really good movie there. If you
Wes
have not
Anderson.
Seen that one, put it high on your list. Some new ones coming up. Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Yes, the cartoon character, or comic book character, I should say. Back on the big screen again, and that's playing at the Bowcatcher, the Biltmore Grand, the Carolina Asheville. I imagine that'll be the big movie of the weekend. Face of Love, it's a romance about a widow who falls for a man who looks like her late husband at the Carolina Asheville. Stranger by the Lake at the Fine Arts Theater, two men who meet at a cruising spot in rural France become murder suspects. Tim's Vermeer, this is also interesting, as a documentary at the Carolina Asheville about a guy looking into how some really historic paintings are made, and Nymphomaniac is at the Carolina Asheville as well.
That's an interesting film, getting interesting reviews. Tony, always a pleasure. Thank you.
So long, everybody.